Welcome to the Nieces Nugs Podcast.
What's up, friends? Welcome back to the Nieces Nugs Podcast, episode 56, and we are way behind. Friends, I want to apologize to all the loyal fans out there. My absence has been simply unacceptable. But we are back in a big way, and we have lots to catch up on, so let's get started. Some of you know that I was born in California, and while that is inconsequential to today's conversation, I did spend several of my summers early on in life in SoCal. A couple years ago, we had formed a relationship with a church planter in Los Angeles through our campus ministry, and this year I got to take our first full team of students to Los Angeles over spring break. Yes, that's how far behind we are. It is December, but we're talking about March, and specifically the spring break trip I took out to Los Angeles and beyond. And today, what I want to do on the podcast is talk about Los Angeles briefly and how to navigate and some of the things that I think you should be aware of. Some of you know that I also went to Los Angeles a couple times over the last couple of years, once to see my Georgia Bulldogs win the national championship. But this trip was different. I was tasked with planning a trip for 17 people on a limited budget and navigating the city. So here are things to consider when we talk about Los Angeles. Let's get started. Number one, airports. Friends, when people think about LA, they think about LAX, which is a large airport situated on the coast, southwest, basically part of Los Angeles. Very, very busy, very, very congestion all around there. But friends, that's not the only airport. In fact, there's tons of airports that you can actually utilize to fly into. When I was growing up, we used to drive to California, but when we did, if ever, take a flight out, it was into Ontario, California, not Ontario, Canada. There is an airport in Ontario, which is east of Los Angeles, and it's very easy to get to and get from once you land there. So that's an airport to consider. There's also Burbank and John Wayne and Long Beach and several others. In fact, Southwest Airlines and Frontier Airlines have begun utilizing some of those other airports. So when you're looking to fly into Los Angeles, don't just consider LAX. Consider some of the other places as well. For us, it was cheaper to fly into Ontario and be on the east side, and it worked out for us because we were working on the east side of LA, so it would traffic-wise, it worked out better for us as well. Another thing to consider when you're considering what airport to fly into, if you're getting a rental car, is rental cars. And for us, for a 15-passenger van and another vehicle, it was actually cheaper to get those vehicles at Ontario as well. So there's several things to consider. Now, let me all just tell you this. The rental car situation at Ontario is much easier to navigate than LAX. So here is my recommendation. Unless you have to fly into LAX, unless it's tremendously cheaper to fly into LAX, unless you're flying into LAX and don't need a rental car, consider some of these other airports. Ontario is a great option, and that is where we flew into. Easy to get into, easy to get out of, easy to return a rental car to. Don't have to worry about so many shuttles. Friends, it's fantastic. All right, number two, let's talk about the big elephant in the room on this podcast. That is traffic. People hate Los Angeles traffic, and inevitably you've seen pictures and videos that look just like a still shot of cars sitting still. That happens. In fact, there's tons of people in Los Angeles, but every day is not traffic, especially if you know where you're going and know what times to go when. So there are traffic issues all over the place, but here's what you need to consider. You want to figure out how to set up your day to go against the flow of traffic, to stay in a place that's against the flow of traffic, or to begin your day when traffic is not crazy. Friends, for this entire week we're out there, we did not sit still in traffic at all because inevitably we were going the opposite way of traffic most of the time when they were moving in those directions. So you organize your day in such a way that you don't hit these. Now, if you have to, there's ways to kind of just take different routes. There's a lot of different routes throughout Los Angeles. That's what I love about driving in big cities. Most people think of big cities as nightmares. I think about them as many different passageways to get where you're going. So there's options. You're not just locked into one way, and you can navigate traffic without it being crazy. Now, here's what I want you to also think about Los Angeles. People think about LA as this massive city, which it is, but and all these traffic issues. Here's what you need to know about Los Angeles. There's really one city made up of many, 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 many smaller cities. And so, in fact, if you know anyone from Los Angeles, they don't tell you they're from LA, or if they do, then they specifically follow up with somebody else who knows they're from LA with what part. And then there's all these subdivisions or smaller towns, they're not really towns, they're really smaller cities where people actually live. And so most people who live in LA live and work in one of these areas, and very rarely do they multiple days in a row cross these different neighborhoods or areas. And so you need to think about that. If you want to spend time in Burbank, stay around Burbank. You won't be in a ton of traffic. If you want to be in the Hollywood Hills, stay over near the Hollywood Hills. If you want to stay outside the city, man, think about Pasadena, South Pass, somewhere in there. Like, there's plenty of different options for you to stay and kind of have an enjoyable vacation without being caught up in the hub of traffic everywhere you go. So there's sights to see. There's all kinds of different things. And in fact, when we were there, we served in different pockets, but we set up our day in such a way that we were really never in a lot of traffic. Number three thing I want to tell you about LA is this. There are the typical touristy things, and so you should go see them at least once, but make sure you do it when other people aren't necessarily doing it or when the traffic doesn't prevent you from getting there. So go see the Hollywood sign. Man, there's some great articles online in different places about where you can see it best from, and the long view of the Hollywood sign is actually from the Griffith Observatory hangout up there. You can see it from there. But there's also this road, little curvy road that you can get up, and there's an incredible spot for you to take a picture. It's really probably the best spot for it from that regard. And so you can Google that. It's easy to get there, but it's a great thing to see because everyone wants to see it. Even though it has an incredible origin story, it wasn't really created for you to take a picture with. But that's a different story. Go up to the Griffith Observatory. This is where you get the best view of LA proper. You get to see the sprawling city. You get to kind of see the different areas and kind of see what you're looking at and see the massiveness of crowds that are out there. But the Griffith Observatory is a nice spot to look out from. And in fact, if you get there before a certain time, there's even some free parking. So consider going up to the Griffith Observatory. To me, the Hollywood Walk of Fame is overrated and doesn't really meet the criteria of something I would recommend. But obviously, people like to go see it and kind of see the stars and things like that. But it's much larger. It sprawls for many more streets than you would ever think it would. So just understand that's going on and that some of those areas are not the best. And specifically at night, just be careful. It's not great, exactly the best part of town. There's a mall area called The Grove, which if you have some downtime or want to kill some time, there's a nice little food court area at The Grove, some nice high-end shops, some parking, a lot to make it easy to park a parking deck there. And so that's an option for if you want to go shopping, things like that. Some other spots to consider. Listen, if you're anywhere on East LA near Pasadena, go hang out in downtown Pasadena. What a cool town. Most people think about Pasadena as just the home of the Rose Bowl, which it is, of course. But downtown Pas has tons of character and food, options to hang out, some courtyards, things like that. So make Pasadena downtown part of your lunch spot or even a dinner spot if you're in the area. I've mentioned this before on the podcast, but I always make a stop at Grand Central Market, which is downtown. Tons of great food options there for you to get. This trip, I even got some Thai food again, which I've had before. But tons of ethnic cuisines and just different options for you. Great little spot. They have places for you to sit and eat. And so a little open air but covered spot in downtown LA. I also would encourage you to take the drive out to Malibu. Malibu is beautiful. Not a ton of public beaches out towards Malibu, but you can kind of drive up and see the campus of Pepperdine, which might be the most scenic campus in the United States. Unbelievable views, and it's beautiful. Sunset at Malibu is nice. If you're going to eat, just understand, don't get caught in a tourist trap. The prices are crazy. But Malibu is an easy little drive, beautiful drive for you to get to. Then, obviously, listen, I think you should go to the Santa Monica Pier. It's a tourist place. Don't spend money, but definitely walk around and kind of enjoy the sights. And downtown Santa Monica is nice as well. Plenty of action there. If you're going to be up that way, you got to go to Venice Beach. You got to go to Muscle Beach. Kind of walk that way, see some surfers, and maybe catch some people working out at Muscle Beach. But just incredible, typical LA thing. It has turned over the years to become more and more trashy. That's a good word for it. But I think it's something you need to see if you've never seen it, except for in the movies. As you're walking through all these places, you can kind of tell that this place, you understand why the movies kind of feature some of these things. So beautiful long beaches and things like that for you to go check out. We also took the train in. So a lot of people think about driving into downtown Los Angeles. What we did was we stayed in Alhambra area. There's a train. We actually took it. We were out further out. We took it from the Claremont station and took it all the way into downtown LA and had some nice conversations on the train. It dumps you in downtown, which you can walk around. It kind of dumps you out near Olivera Street and some other things. It's a great place for you to kind of avoid the traffic, has an easy ride in, and there's a student rate. So we got our students, we're able to ride, maybe they rode free, I can't remember, or cheap. And so that was an option as well. Listen, LA gets a bad rap, but LA is a great place. Where we stayed, we actually stayed in an Airbnb near San Gabriel, which is on the east side near Alhambra, I-10. East of LA, right near a train station. We were there. We had vehicles in case we needed to drive around, which we did as well. Tons of Airbnb options, specifically in Alhambra, which is, if you're driving in, maybe a 15-minute drive, 10-15-minute drive into the city. A beautiful area to stay in. Monterey Park, Alhambra, Pasadena, South Pass, San Gabriel. Tons of opportunities there. Listen, Los Angeles is a great place. I will definitely go back. In fact, I'm going back in March of 2025, but I would recommend it. There are incredible sights to see and incredible culture to engage with, in the sense of typically what they say is what happens in LA sets the culture trends for a lot of the world, in fact. And so specifically the United States, though, LA is a place you need to visit. Even if you hate traffic, even you just go and experience Los Angeles. Now, a couple things. In-N-Out, everywhere. In-N-Out fries, do not get. I'm telling you, if you like cardboard, you can order them. If you don't like the taste of cardboard, pass on them. Get a shake instead. Have your burger, which is excellent, double-double, animal style, with some fries. You'll thank me later. Great opportunity. There's also Raising Cane's everywhere, which is incredible chicken, fast, open late, was a savior for us many nights as we were looking for something to eat super late at night. Other than that, man, try the local food. Try different ethnic cuisines. Try different places and stay away from tourist traps, because you know this podcast is big on experiencing the local flavor. Friends, that's LA. Next episode, we are going to pick up with part two of the trip, where Nice took his crew. Part two coming at you next.